This is Ozarks at Large. Tomorrow through Thursday, the Applied Sustainability Center at the University of Arkansas is hosting the Sustainable Communities Leadership Summit in North Little Rock. The inaugural summit was hosted in Northwest Arkansas last October. Michelle Halsell, Managing Director of the center, says the decision was made to move the summit in an effort to boost attendance and visibility. When I reached her by phone last Friday, she said more than 30 cities had registered for the event, which is aimed at community leaders and will highlight ways cities can leverage sustainability as an economic development strategy. During our conversation, Halsell told me a little bit more about the center itself.
The Applied Sustainability Center is an interdisciplinary outreach and research center housed in the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas. Our mission is to accelerate learning about sustainability and to expand the commitment to sustainable practices on the part of organizations and communities. We focus a lot on sustainability in cities and city contexts. City decisions, whether it's policy decisions or infrastructure decisions, can have a huge ripple effect in terms of the degree to which everyone else in the city can be more or less sustainable. So that's one of the big areas that we focus on. Now, cities should be interested in sustainability for a multitude of reasons. One of the main reasons, of course, has to do with saving money. Right? Our cities have been engineered and built in such a way that there is a lot of waste built in, whether that's wasted energy in buildings, wasted fuel in transportation, wasted water, etc. So we can help cities save money, help municipal governments save money, and reduce the burden on taxpayers just by reexamining the city's operations and the way it's built through the lens of sustainability. So that's one thing. Cities also should be interested in this because there's an opportunity to promote job growth in a number of different areas. But for example, in Fayetteville, Arkansas, we have almost 50 million square feet of residential real estate space that could be in need of an energy efficiency retrofit. Imagine how many people it would take to go back and start to retrofit all of those homes. And that's what we're seeing in cities across the country, is a concerted effort to retrofit homes, make them more energy efficient, and that process creates a lot of jobs.
So during the summit, I understand there's supposed to be a sustainable city showcase highlighting some of the work already being done in various cities, Fayetteville being one of them. And I think a lot of us here in Northwest Arkansas are familiar with the things Fayetteville is doing. Can you give me an example of something that's maybe happening on the other side of the state? I know some of the other cities include Harrison, Jonesboro, Little Rock.
Sure. Well, for example, Arkadelphia is the first city in our state to have purchased Toyota Camry hybrids for their police fleet. This has cut their fuel consumption in the police department in half, which is a tremendous savings for their city budget. In addition to that, Arkadelphia is also the first city in the state that we know of to implement duckweed ponds as part of their wastewater treatment system. And that reduces the amount of chemicals that the city has to purchase and use in treating their wastewater. So those are two examples of innovations coming from Arkadelphia.
Since this is the second year, is there anything that you learned from the initial summit that you're going to apply to the summit this year? Any changes, any improvements?
Well, let's see. I think the Sustainable City Showcase is something new this year. Really, the idea with that is to elevate what cities are already doing, shine the light on some of the positive actions that cities are already taking, and then hopefully get other cities to replicate those processes and those decisions. The other thing we're doing is we have a policy library this year. So cities will be able to browse and pick up examples of ordinances or policies that other cities in Arkansas have adopted. For example, some cities have adopted a complete streets ordinance, or some cities have adopted the 2009 IECC building codes. So those policies will be available. Anyone can drop by, pick them up, and take them back to their city, and then start to implement that policy in their own hometown.
We've talked a little bit about the Sustainable City Showcase. What are some of the other events that will be taking place over the course of the next couple of days?
Well, in addition to the conference itself, so all day on October the 16th, we will have a number of keynote speakers, a number of breakout sessions, the Sustainable City Showcase, the Policy Library. All of that will be happening on the 16th. On October the 17th, we have several field trips and workshops that allow the participants to have a more in-depth, hands-on learning experience, a more skill-building type of learning experience. So, for example, there is a local foods field trip that's focused on how to build a local foods economy. There's also a workshop that is focused on using property-assessed clean energy legislation to create an energy improvement district in your city. So there'll be a number of workshops and field trips on October 17th.
That was Michelle Halsell, Managing Director of the Applied Sustainability Center at the University of Arkansas. We spoke by phone last Friday. The Sustainable Communities Leadership Summit will take place tomorrow through Thursday at the Wyndham Riverfront Hotel in North Little Rock. Registration costs $125. The registration fee is $75 for nonprofit organizations and $20 for students. Field trips and workshops are an additional $30 to $40 each. More information is available at asc.uark.edu.